Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Is your soul ready for the truth? Welcome to Be a Slayer, the award-winning spiritual podcast that takes on all the hard topics. Raw, unfiltered, and authentic. No spiritual or relationship issue is off limits. We discuss everything from sex and consent to equality, grief, death, and the spirit world. On Be a Slayer, we will unmask all the taboos. So if you're ready to get right with yourself so you can be right with others, then stay right here, because the Be a Slayer podcast is for you. Now, here's your host, spiritual empath, shaman, and multiple award-winning best-selling author, Tracy Dunblazer.
And welcome to Be a Slayer Radio. I'm Tracy Dunblazer. I'm a spiritual empath and shaman. And today we are going to talk about and to learn how to slay this political season. Yes, we are. You know, I hear a lot of people say that things have gotten worse over the last several years, with the uptick in violence, racism, and bias towards our marginalized communities. You know, the amplified and inflammatory language and manipulation from the media and, you know, frankly, the sheer prevalence of other people's opinions in our lives. But the truth is, the marginalized demographics have always felt the underlying sense of violence and fear in the air on a daily basis. You know, I don't know any woman who isn't conscientious of walking home or to the car by herself at any time of day. Almost everyone I know has experienced or witnessed some form of direct or systemic racism. And if you watch any sort of news program or hear on social media or read any form of periodical, it is easy to get overwhelmed by the fear, the hate, and the judgment that you read or perceive, depending on your level of agreement with them. Now, you'll notice that I use the word perceive, right? Because one of the things I think that is really important to understand in not only addressing how we talk about politics, but it's how we address any conversation that we feel passionately about. So this is interesting. So Pew Research says that 50% of Democrats are more likely to stop talking about politics as opposed to 41% of Republicans, but that over 50% of people in general have stopped talking about politics. And part of the reason why is because when we come up against talking to somebody about something that we feel is really important, we want to be heard, we want to be seen, we want to have how we feel acknowledged. And that's something that, as it regards to politics, we don't normally do that, right? We let the rhetoric get so out of hand, or we become immature, hateful, or ignorant, right, that we don't allow others to speak their mind or speak their heart on things that they value. And we don't expect for others to listen, right? In general, we stop talking about stuff because we don't think that we're going to be seen or heard. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. You know, the idea of slaying this political season is not that you bow out of it, right? This is definitely not the time to bow out. This is the time to get involved, to evaluate your heart, to connect with your friends, family, and those things that you value, the privileges that you have in your life, to wake up every day, to have the rights that you have under the laws of our country. You know, I'm talking, of course, this is a global show, but we're talking about the U.S. political season right now. And of course, it's true. There are going to be some dynamics we'll talk about. That's great for any conversation that can be inflammatory. But right now, we are making some really big decisions about how, our country is run, partially, but we're also really making decisions on our values and the ways in which we politicize things rather than address them, right? Because, you know, women's health care is not politics, in my opinion. That's not politics. That should be nobody in the government's business what I need to do to preserve my right to live on the planet. So, again, this is something that we need to be able to talk about it and hear both sides and find ways to craft a solution that supports the majority. Not the minority, but the majority. So when we're talking about our feelings, right, we're talking about this time on the planet, this very pivotal time for humans. And right now, I know this is just an election, but the truth is that it's much deeper on many levels. This particular time, some people call it the end times. I don't know that I would go that far. I don't think that the world is going to end, but hey. I think it might be an option, but the Hopis Hopi Indians, the Hopi Nation, several hundred years prophesied about this particular time where there would be this huge political and personal and earth cataclysm where we are at the end of a 25,000 year cycle in all of those, I'll call them frequencies of energy, right? What the things that we think are political, right? That's those ideologies are a frequency. How we interpersonally interact with ourselves and other people and the earth, that's another frequency. And then we have the earth, and the earth changes. How, not just our relationship to her, but what she needs, I'm personifying her, but what she needs in order to have balance. And we are seeing a cataclysmic end to a very, very long cycle, excuse me, that is going to determine how we move forward. And the planet doesn't need us. We need her. We live off of her. We use her resources. You know, without her, we wouldn't be able to eat. We wouldn't have shelter. We wouldn't be. We would not exist in this way. And these are the relationships that we are determining, and we are exercising elements of that through this political season, right? Which is, you know, the point when we talk about politics, this is really just a human exercise in negotiation and compassion and love or self-hatred. When somebody is hateful to another person, they're really being hateful to themselves. And that's something to consider, right? When you recognize that hateful people or ignorant people or fearful people, right, those are the three elements that create violence in people. When they don't understand something or they feel powerless to affect change, right, that creates this inner fire of a need to survive. And when you have a need to survive. You become less present in the moment and more focused in the future, and your visceral drive to, you know, make sure that you get there. Right? And so when you do that, you know, the people who do that, they overlook a lot of different elements of empowerment that they have to embody in order to ensure their forward movement in life and on the planet. So these are all things that as we move forward, like, this has really just begun. And I think it's also very interesting. I don't know if you guys have been watching all of the Olympics and all the stories and all the ways that our Olympics this year, I don't feel, have been about competition as much as they have empowerment of themselves and empowerment of their comrades, of the people with whom they compete. I think everybody, you know, and maybe it's in the generation, right? But these folks feel confident. They feel comfortable. They feel that they have earned their place, and they've all earned their place. And so they're equals in a particular way. Even if someone has a better night than the other, right? There's been such a show of sportsmanship and love and compassion for each other and supporting each other and standing up for each other. And it's really been a beautiful thing. And I think it's interesting that is happening right now as our presidential election gets going in full force. So I don't think that there's a coincidence. I don't think there's a mistake in that. I mean, of course, there's not a mistake in that, but I think that it's two events happening at the same time purposefully, because it's helping us to remember that there are things that are so much more important about the fundamental reason why how colonialism established this country, right? We can't go undo that. Had we been, you know, people who came over from Britain were in survival mode. And so they did anything that they could to get away from the aristocracy and the feeling of a dictatorship, right? They wanted to get away from the king, so they came here. And because of their ignorance, because of their, you know, willful need to survive, they overtook and fought the people who lived here to have the right to take the right to be here. So not engaging in a conversation about that, because that's a whole other thing. The fact is that we are here and now, and what are we going to do with that? Right? Because those people built their fundamental idea of building this country was to have freedom for everyone, for everything. Gender equality, financial equality. Of course, they didn't start to be having financial equality because, of course, women couldn't have a credit card until 78. But, right, there are a thousand ways that we could have a conversation about this. But at the end of the day, those are the principles that we are deciding how we want to move forward with them and how those principles are going to serve the majority of us, not the minority, not only a few people's beliefs, but something that includes everyone, whether or not they need it. So, I wanted to talk to you a little, you know, these are the things that we're going to be talking about later in the show, but I haven't really spent any time in the shows that I've done talking about the books that I've written, and the books and the spiritual tools that I have created have really been created especially for this time on the planet. And so specifically, I wanted to bring to your attention three different books called the Demon Slayer's Handbook Series. Now, the Demon Slayer's Handbook Series addresses our personal, interpersonal, cultural, societal, and cosmic relationship, spiritual relationship to ourselves, others, and the planet. Master your inner world. Embrace your power with joy is the first book, and that book talks about how one relates to the multidimensional world. That means paranormal things, right? That means intuition. That means, you know, how you interact with somebody's energy, the energy of what they're saying, even more so than what they're saying, right? We can tell if somebody's angry a mile away, and when we feel that, it doesn't even matter what they're saying or why they're angry. We may not even inquire why they're angry, because we just don't want to deal with it. So we will just shut off our, we will just close down and move away from the situation. Right? That's, you know, we all have defense mechanisms that we have, been taught or shown, you know, in our upbringing, in our society. Right? These are things that we've not really taught people how to be a good person, to be compassionate, to be open-hearted, and how to talk to people in a way that supports you and supports them. So Master Your Inner World is a book about that. And if you are a person who's been managing a heightened level of awareness and are struggling with it, that's the book that you want, because it's going to give you a lot of pointers. It's going to explain a lot of things in very, you know, plain language on what's happening and what to do about it. So start there. Heal Your Soul History, Activate the True Power of Your Shadow, is the second book of the series, and that's a book about spirituality and our spiritual imprints. It's kind of the whys of the world. When you were born, you had certain proclivities or certain things that you were interested in or attracted to, or you attracted certain patterns or participated in certain patterns, and this book addresses why. You're going to talk about past lives or spiritual imprints, whatever you want to call them, dreams, how you interact with the spiritual world, but mostly what your soul has dictated for you before you came into awareness of it, before you awakened to the gifts that you have. And so this book talks about that and really helps you to think about it differently so that you can become self-aware and learn to manage it differently. And then the final book of that series is called Conquer Your Karmic Relationships, Heal Spiritual Trauma to Open Your Heart and Restore Your Soul. And this book is about relationships to everything. Your relationship to money, your relationship to food, your relationship to people, your relationship to love, to cosmic beings, to your spirituality, to your attachments, to family. Right? There's a lot of everything that we say and do and are in the world is based on a relationship, our relationship to that thing. And those things are negotiated over time. And when we have patterns that dictate those things, those negotiations may have taken place at a previous time and space. And we can go in and heal that space and then renegotiate that thing here and now. Right? We have the ability to take authority in our life and really honor who we want to be. And so Conquer Your Karmic Relationship, Relationships really addresses that. And it also talks a lot about understanding the political, social, and personal patterns that are being revealed right now and the cultural trauma and grief that we are all experiencing in the collective. And it gives us ways and opportunities to learn how to process and transform it. So over the next several minutes, over the next three segments, we're going to be talking about how to talk to people about politics and the issues. We are going to talk about structuring the beginning and ending of your day. It's creating a format or a protocol for you to manage your stress and honor yourself. Practice. If you're having conversations that are difficult for you, it's going to give you the time and the space to take a little extra time at the beginning and the ending of your day to decide how you want to do it tomorrow. And then the third segment is going to be about self-care. And the one thing that I really hope that you're left with over these next three segments here on Be a Slayer Radio is this isn't just the race for a president. This isn't just about our relationship to authority and how we relate to the government or how we expect others to take care of us. This is an opportunity for us to see who we are, where we are at right now, and to give us an opportunity to decide the person that we want to become. Who do you want to be on the other side of this personal experience that we're all having? Who do you want to be on January 7th of next year? Right? Who do you want to be on January 7th of next year? Because this is going to be your opportunity to think about that now and to start enacting that in times where it might feel difficult. But there's going to be so many opportunities in succession for us to change our patterns, because we're going to have so many different conversations and have opportunities to change how we interact in them. Right? So I want to talk about all of those things with you here on Be a Slayer Radio. But we are getting ready to go into a few ads so we can keep it all moving. So again, this has been Tracy Dunblazer on Be a Slayer Radio, and stay tuned for our next segment.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
The home for high-quality video is Vimeo. People who love videos love Vimeo. It's the community for indie filmmakers, popular entertainers, music videos. Even the White House posts high-def versions of its broadcasts on Vimeo. You can even upload and share your videos. So much to see, so little time. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Vimeo and get started seeing and sharing great entertainment now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, and welcome back to Be a Slayer Radio. Today we are talking about getting through this political season. And who do you want to be on the other side of it? That was the question I just posed to you. Now, I did tell you about my Demon Slayers Handbook series, and you can get an actual set of all three of those books from my website at tracydunblazer.com or beaslayer.com, or you can go to any store, small or large, including Amazon, to buy any of those books and have it delivered to you later this afternoon, because, you know, we are lucky mofos to live in a society where we can have stuff just brought to us at any given time for a little money. Anyway, so I wanted to talk to you today about how to talk to people about politics and the issues, right? Because that's what we're really talking about. And what since the 50s, the advice has always been, if you're at a dinner or a party or it's the holidays, don't talk about politics. Don't talk about the issues. Don't talk about finances, right? There's been all of this advice about just avoid what's difficult or avoid what you feel the most passionate about. And at the end of the day, what that does for us, like, you know, I think that what I've decided is I just want to put on my big girl pants and have the conversation. And you know what? If it's uncomfortable, you know, then it's uncomfortable. Then I am just going to sit here peacefully in my discomfort and have the conversation with you. And if I need to laugh, cry, close my eyes, and let the tears flow, then that's what I'm going to do. And you know what? If you're uncomfortable, that's okay, too. We can all be uncomfortable together, because the only way we're going to start to resolve some of these situations and some of these, they're values. That's what these are. These are values. They're not political structures. They are ways of helping humanity continue in a loving and compassionate way. So how are we going to negotiate our values or define our values or even, you know, maybe transform, awaken, or change our values if we don't have the opportunity to talk about it with not only like-minded people, but people who aren't like-minded, right? You can when you can look at somebody in the face and maybe they're angry and frustrated and maybe they don't think at all like you, but maybe if you hear why they feel the way they do and what they fear is going to happen if so-and-so is elected, right? Maybe if you sit and have a real conversation about the life that they have right now and the things they're experiencing, or maybe the information they're receiving that's building these fears in their consciousness, right? If you sit and you listen to that, excuse me. If you sit and you listen to that, maybe you will see them differently. And maybe you can understand not only them, but yourself with a little more depth and compassion and heart. And then when that happens, maybe then we can find a way to cooperate and create a common ground. But we all have a common ground. We all need something. We all need the same thing. Some of us have more access. Some of us have easier access. Some of us know we have access, right? Sometimes people just don't, they literally don't know that they can have certain things, right? And there are people in the world who are obfuscating their vision. That's keeping them in a particular place. There's a reason why people why they're banning books. There's a reason why people ban books, because they want to keep you ignorant of your power. Because if you have no power, then you will follow the one you think does, right? And so this is why we want to have this discussion. So the first thing that you want to do, oh my God, I spent all those minutes going on my tirade, so we need to get to it. The first thing that you want to do when you're talking with somebody about politics is I want you to perceive them as a partner and the experience as an exchange of information. They're not your enemy. They're not your enemy. They're your partner in this discussion, and you guys are exchanging information. And it may not be information on the issues. It might be information about each other. So that's important. Second of all, be a listener. Be a listener. Listen first. Listen first. Hear fully what they have to say. And then require your partner to be a listener too. And if they won't listen to you, you have to require respect. Like, hey, I can't, I can't have a conversation with you if you're just going to talk over me. Right? I can't have a conversation with you. I want to hear you, but I need for you to keep your voice at a decibel so it doesn't hurt me to hear you. Right? I recognize how passionate you are about this situation. I see that it's important to you. So tell me why it's important to you. Don't tell me that it's right or wrong. Tell me why it's important to you. Right? You want to get to the goodie. You want to get to what is valuable for that person in the situation. The next important thing is let go of wrong and right. You might be in a conversation and somebody might spew out some stuff that they've heard on a media outlet, and everybody knows it's wrong. It's like, it's just not accurate. It's not a truth. It's not a fact. Right? It's not truthful. Take a moment and just breathe through that and let yourself and them have that moment to spit it out. Because sometimes when we actually hear ourselves parroting what we've heard, a part of our spirit knows if it's right or wrong. We don't hear it's right or wrong when you tell the person, right? When somebody tells us it's right or wrong, we don't hear that. But what we do hear is our spirit will tell us if something is accurate or not on a deeper level. And it's only when you're in a partnership with somebody who's actually listening to you that you can actually listen to yourself and get to a much deeper place of reality and truthfulness and heartfulness in the situation. So let go of wrong or right. The final thing I'm going to say for this segment is expect for people to have big feelings. And don't make fun of them. The point of the conversation is not to change minds and hearts, but to allow for each individual to feel expressed and heard. How do you feel when you get to fully say everything that you wanted to say without interruption, without somebody talking over you, and then they just say, "Wow, I didn't know you felt that way. I hear you." So chew on that for a minute. This is Tracy Dunblazer. This is Via Slayer Radio, and stay tuned because we've got a lot more coming.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master your inner world. Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for, and the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level. Not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back. This is Be a Slayer Radio, and this is Tracy Dunblazer. And we were talking about politics. We were talking about politics, discussing politics with friends, family, loved ones, or, you know, your arch nemesis, whatever. Doesn't matter who you're talking to. The last thing we talked about is what it means to, when you expect somebody to have big feelings and when you don't expect them to change their position, right? Those two expectations changes your whole lens on going into the conversation. And that's it. That's important. That's valuable because when your heart is open to somebody to truly hearing them, then they're going to be much more open and honest about not only what they're saying, the confusion they may have, the fear they may have, the frustrations they may have. Those things are real. The politics and the policies, sometimes that's a bunch of bullshit. But the feelings and the emotions and the frustrations that we all have with how we get what we need and how we feel empowered in our life, is really what is the true value and what is truly important. So if you can start start a conversation about politics but end up just being truthful and open-hearted about what's most important to you, that's the most important thing. Resist lumping people into your confirmation bias. So, of course, you know that confirmation bias is when you search for and only acknowledge the information that supports your belief system, right? So you're looking for somebody. If you think that all Democrats are X or all Republicans are Y, anything that they say, you're going to listen and pick and choose, and you're going to hear the things that support your theory, right? And people naturally do that, and we do it unconsciously. That's the thing. Is a lot of the stuff that we do, it is an unconscious response that unless we decide, hey, I'm going to take authority over me and my life and myself, and I'm going to change how I listen to somebody today. Right? So give yourself permission to really listen with an open heart. And know that you're going to hear something different when you do. And the final thing is the truth is that sometimes you just can't have this conversation with some people. So, a few years back, I think this was this was during the Obama, Obama was being elected, for his first term. And I was working at a store as a psychic, and it was a Sunday morning. No, it wasn't a Sunday, it was a Monday morning. And the mail carrier came in, and I don't know, he said some nasty thing about Obama. Obama this and Obama that. And I was like, hey, so why would you need to be so mean about Obama? Where does that come from? Oh, you must be one of those, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I don't really know what you mean by that. What exactly do you mean by that? Oh, boy. And he kept escalating his tone. And my natural response, there was a certain point, I kept de-escalating my tone. I kept lowering my tone. And all the, I ended up, finally, I said, hey, if you keep trying to talk over me, you ask me a question, but you don't allow me the opportunity to answer you because you're talking over me. But I really want you to hear me. I want you to know. I want you to know what I think of the question that you asked. I want to give that to you. You asked something of me, and I want to give that to you. And he was by, I had that man standing there for 45 minutes, working it out in the middle of the store. There were no other customers, thank God. It was hilarious, but he was so bewildered that he couldn't override the entire conversation and then just leave, because I was not going to have to. You don't have to engage. And if you say, "Hey, I don't have time for this today," or "I don't want to talk to you, you stupid Democrat," or, you know, if he had said any of those things and left, then that's fine. And that's getting to the point that I'm making, which is, you don't have to engage with somebody who literally is not going to engage with you, right? If they're going to be, and it's not, and it's after you've tried. In this case, this guy, he stayed with it, because every time I said, "Hey, you asked me something, but you're not giving me the opportunity to give you what you asked for," and that was rational. That way, he thought about it. He's like, "Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, go." Right? And every time we had that exchange, he got madder and madder, but also quieter and quieter and more reflective. Like, I think for the first time, somebody had actually told him the truth instead of just getting mad because they don't like how he thinks or his values. Right? So by the end of the conversation, he's like, "Well, I got to go. I know you do. I says, I'm so sorry for keeping you here for 45 minutes because I know, you know, you've got your route. You've got a time frame. But I said, thank you so much for stopping and talking with me today about this." And he was like, "You know, yeah, thanks." And then he left shaking. I'm not kidding. He left shaking his head, and he turns back and he says, "You won. You really won this one." And I was like, "I won? Did I win? Was that the point? Was that what I meant to do, was to win?" Anyway, I thought it was very interesting that was how he perceived it, but the point is that when you give somebody the opportunity to be honest and to be reflective and to consider their feelings and their fears, because we all have them. This is one big harsh world, and Mama Earth is not having it anymore. So even on that very visceral, you know, let's see if we can survive the next natural disaster, right? If we could exclude all other human beings, we are still on a very fundamental level trying to work out how we're going to continue to live on this planet and survive and live well, live and thrive. So it's really powerful. There are some people that if you cannot engage with them, say that, "Hey, I want to have this conversation with you, but if you aren't comfortable in taking a deep breath, reflecting on what you want to say and then saying it and then hearing me fully, then I can't have the conversation with you because I don't have time for anything but that." Right? I want to respect you, but I'm going to need you to respect me too. Do you think you can do that? Is that something that you want to do? Right? And let them be honest, yes or no. Think about that. Contemplate that. We've got another wonderful segment where we're going to talk about self-care. So stay tuned, and we will see you next segment.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Denblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer. This is Tracy Dunblazer, and we are talking about how to talk about politics. That is what we are talking about today, how to talk about politics. The most important thing as you begin to open up to new ideas and new experiences and new ways of conducting yourself, There's a few things you want to think about. Participate in the process by knowing the issues that are important to you and the facts, the actual facts of those issues. And, you know, trust your inner spirit will always tell you, hey, there's something not right about this, or this is not true for everyone. Right? Because everybody has their own truth. They've got the things that they've experienced, and therefore they see the world through their own lens. And then there is the truth. Right? Either something happened or it didn't happen. Right? In our 3D world, of course, there are 4D, 5D, there's all kinds of different levels of how we experience life, but either something happened or it didn't happen. And so this is what we are beginning to confront with each other, is that we each have something that is valuable, and it is our opinion, and our opinion is based on our experience and our feelings, and those things are important. Pick a ritual. Structure the beginning and ending of your day. Find a ritual or a new protocol. For me, I use crystals. I love crystals. Gems and minerals. Gems and minerals are your friends when it comes to working through anxiety, working through hopelessness or disempowerment or disenfranchisation. Is that even a word? If you're feeling disenfranchised about the people you know, the people you work with or work for, or the people that work for you, if you're losing hope, if you're feeling uncomfortable all the time, working with the gem and mineral kingdom is really helpful. You can choose a stone. For example, right now I'm working with apophyllite. It's a very powerful stone that manages your masculine and feminine energies and really helps you to metabolize anger, grief, confusion. It helps you to articulate your thoughts and your ideas in a much more defined and powerful way. And it also helps connect you to your heart so that you can be much more open-hearted, therefore open-minded. So find a ritual. Find something that you do every morning and every night to decompress from your day or to decompress from the experience that you might have had. Volunteer. Help other people. If you are afraid of what's going to happen in this political cycle, get involved. Get out there, get people to vote. Talk about it. Talk about the issues with an open heart. Research the issues and get no less than three different, not opinions, but if you go to the Google, right? Yes, that's right. I said the Google. If you go to the Google and you, look something up, look at three or four different sources before you, discern which is the right one. Right? Or maybe three or four, maybe none of them are right. Right? But that doesn't mean that even though you can't get the actual fact, that doesn't mean that you can't discuss the issue and talk about how you wish it would be or what you need from it. Right? There's always a thousand ways to talk about the issue, but get involved. If you don't want to deal with the politics right now, do charity for an organization that you care for. Right? That has a cause that is meaningful to you. And finally, admit that your favorite news outlet may not have the facts and be willing to continue your search, right? Grieve the information that you're receiving and continue to read. Find multiple sources, not just on politics or the issues, but expanding your knowledge is power. The more you know, the more vocabulary that you have access to when you go to talk to somebody, there is a vibration that occurs in you when that happens. And it creates a whole other level of connection and connection to yourself, connection to the other person. It's really important. Finally, I want to talk to you a little about self-care. Find something that is humorous. Find a video or a comedian that you like. I watch The Daily Show. Oh my God, I watched three episodes of The Daily Show before I recorded this because I needed to get in a good space. Because if you just take politics for the fun, you know, for the its base value, if you take that as the power that be, That is not helpful. There's no place of empowerment in that for you. But if you can laugh at it, if you can have an objective perspective, if you can see it from somebody else's perspective, especially if it's a funny perspective, it really helps to, shift the joy that you're gonna allow yourself to have during this political season. And you know what? You're gonna need that joy. You are going to need it. If you're going to participate in social media, make sure to load your profile with people who make you laugh or inspire you to be the best you possible. When you watch content that furthers your anxiety or makes you angry or remember that you are the, if you continually watch content that makes you feel bad, you are the only one that you can blame for that, right? You are the authority of your feelings and your life, and that's going to be the most important thing for you to remember, is that you are the authority. It's your life. These are your feelings. What do you want to do with it? Be honest with yourself about the thoughts and the feelings that you have. If you start to get homicidal or suicidal, if you want to start hurting other people, if you want to hurt yourself, get help. It is not uncommon for people to have those feelings in this kind of climate. In fact, it's common. It is normal to have rageful, angry feelings where you want to hurt yourself or someone else. Get help. Don't do it. right? You are stronger than that. You have more authority than that. You don't have to, but sometimes you need help. And you, you know, depending on the level you're at, call the suicide helpline. Call ZocDoc. Do a quick session. In your city, there is healthcare available if you need to do a session to talk to somebody about having some of the feelings that you're having. Because if you talk about it, it takes the weight off this need to do it. So the final thing I want to say to you is, remember, we're going to get through this together. And believe it or not, what you will have to live with on the other side of it is how you treated yourself, how you treated others in the process. Did you stand your ground in a loving and compassionate way? This is not just a presidential election. This is an opportunity to become the person that you want to be for every day of your life. So thank you again for tuning in to Be a Slayer. This is Tracy Dunblazer. Check me out on TracyDunblazer.com, and most certainly every second Wednesday of the month through the rest of this year, tune in to Be a Slayer.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level. Not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The bright side of talk. HealthyLife.net.